in its opening sugya of mitzvahs halayla of Leil HaSeder. Kufches Amar Aleph, the Gemara about Haseba. So yesterday we got engaged in a very important side topic that the Ron raises, and that is the question of Safik Drabanan B'makam Tarkiz Sasri. What do you do when you have contradictory Safik Drabanan Lukula? Why was that here? Because again, the Gemara had, Mishnah had told us in Daf Tzadi Tes that there's a din of Haseba. The way you're supposed to eat the Haseba, Leil HaSeder. And that's something that the Mishnah implies connotes a certain degree of luxury. That's part of the messaging of Leil HaSeder. And the Gemara here, the first piece of Gemara, had focused on what is it exactly that you're eating, Behaseba. Matzah, yes, Mara, no. A long Shakvatari about Yayin. And the course of Shakvatari about Yayin, the Gemara ends up saying that we're Mesupik, which cups, and Halacha L'maisa, we're Machmir to require Haseba on all cups. That launched the Ran into a discussion about why aren't we applying Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. But now, so that was yesterday's conversation. And now I want to go back to focus on the first line of Gemara. Itmar, Matzah Tzarech Haseba. Matzah needs Haseba. Matzah needs Haseba. What does that mean? So, of course, that means the matzah needs Haseba. Rashi explains. Kibnei Chorin, Zecher L'Geula. Okay, we're highlighting the Geula aspect. Or Rashbam Kedarko says, along with what Rashi said, but in greater length. Matzah Tzricha Haseba. Kisha'ochel matzah shal mitzvah laila harishon kivnei chorin shuzeich legula. You have to, matzah means when you're eating the matzah's mitzvah the first night. So you have to eat the haseba kederech b'nei chorin. Like freemen, and that's zeich legula. That's indicative of the geula that Klal Yisrael experienced leil haseder. But the question is, what does the word matzah mean? Which matzah? We eat a lot of matzah, of course, in the seder. So you probably saw that the Rishonim discusses. Rishonim discuss this, and that's one of the issues that that comes up here. Right, Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Dirmaschol, May Dahavahava. Let's take a look at two Tosfos. Tosfos on Kufches and Alf May Dahavahava. He says the last two lines, by the way, writes Tosas, Mashit Sarich Haseba b'matzah, Hanu Kishim Ravarchan Alachiyos Matzah, U the Afikomen. We mean both the matzah at the beginning and the matzah at the end. Both the Alachiyos Matzah, for Motzi Matzah, and then also the Afikomen that you have right before your bench, both of them are matzah, both of them require Haseba. And then, Tosas is pretty certain about that. And then Tosas, the next Tosas, raises an interesting question. We said that matzah needs a seba, and then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that dalakosas require a seba, kulunami tzrichi a seba. The next Tosas explains, chol dalakosas tzrichin a seba v'shashtia. Halacha l'maisa require a seba all four kosas. Tzarechian says Tosas, m'shochav lo heisiv m'yachzev yishta. Interesting here, Tzarechian, Achron uses the word term Tzarechian to mean we have a question. A kasha, an attack. Tosas here just means, literally, we should look into this. In other words, we have a shaila. Tosas not sure what's the din if you is haseba ma'akiv. I was supposed to eat mesa for the kosas. I was supposed to eat mesa for matzah. Good. All right, let's say I forgot. Chatasi avisi pashali. I did the wrong thing. I drank the kos and it was, I wasn't mesa. So the question is, do I have to go with a yotze or not yotze? Do I have to go back and drink? Again, it wasn't Yotzei Arbakosis. I ate, or as Rush points out, how about I ate matzah? I ate matzah without Haseba. I ate matzah without Haseba. So what's the din? So what's the din? Do I say, Yotzei Matzah? Okay, I didn't do it ideally, but I was still Yotzei Matzah. Or no, I got a mamish, re-eat the matzah. So Tosis has two issues that they raise. Again, the first one is a question of what's matzah, and the second one is a question of shachach v'lo hesev. Is haseba ma'akev or is haseba just a din l'chatchila? Now you saw that the Beis Yosef comments on this first issue. What does Beis Yosef say about the first question? What does Beis Yosef point out about the first question of what's matzah? What did Beis Yosef tell us? Simon Tov Ayin Beis says Kosav Harambam Amos Aitzar Chaseba B'Shas Achilas Kazayis Matzah B'Chein Kosav Smag. The Rambam writes when you need a seba, when you eat the Kazayis Matzah, and that's what the Smag writes as well. Who is the Smag? Sefer Mrs. Gadol, yeah. Sefer is Mrs. Gadol. That's right. Sefer Mrs. Gadol was written, I believe the author was Rav Moshe of Kutzi. He was one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz who's often seen the great legacy of the Smag is to bring the Torah HaRambam into the mainstream of Ashkenazi learning. He's really the first one to introduce Torah HaRambam into the yeshivas of Ashkenaz. He quotes Rambam all the time, and then from that point on, Rambam is a part of the Maso Matan in the Ashkenazi Batei Medrash. So it's not shocking to see that the Smag, the Rambam says it, and the Smag quotes it as well. But Ashri Mordechai goes Ma'amini Kas Mushatar Chasei B'Kish Och B'Tchila Kadais Matzah V'Chein Kadais Afikoben. The Rush, the Ashri is another name for the Rush. The Rush and the Mordechai and that goes Ma'amin. You know what that goes Ma'amin is? He appears. You would find him on the bottom of the page of Rambam. He was, I believe, these three Rishonim were the three prime Talmidim of the Maram of Wittenberg, early to mid 1300s. Maram of Wittenberg dies in prison. He was imprisoned for ransom, refused to allow people to pay exorbitant ransom to get him out, and he ultimately dies in prison. And the Rush disappears, flees Germany in time. The Mordechai does not. The Mordechai, I believe, was killed as a young man in the Rheinfleisch massacres, which I think historians assume is part of the reason why the Mordechai is not as usable a sefer as the Rush is, because the Mordechai didn't live long enough to edit the sefer. So it's still in a more raw form. But the Rush, Mordechai goes, Miami, the all the Talmidim around Wittenberg, so they all say, Sarach HaSeba, both Kazayis Matzah and Kazayis Afikoman. It's not just a Rush and Mordechai and HaGoz Maimni. We saw it's already who? It's already Taisus. So Taisus already says, you need Frafi. Come, let's take a look at the Rambam. Let's take a look at that Rambam inside. Where's the Rambam? Right to this Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin Lacha Ches. Hilchot Chametz Umatzer Perek Zayin Lacha Ches. In the midst of Hilchot HaSeba, he writes, near the end of the Halacha, a Masat Shrichin HaSeba. When you need HaSeba, B'Shas Achilz Kazayis Matzah U'V'Shtiyas Dalet Kosas Eilu. When you eat the Kazayis Matzah, and when you drink these four kosas. See that hay in brackets right over there? That sends you down to the bottom of Tagaz Maimini. And he says, no, you need HaSeba Achilu Bishona and also Afikoman. Now, so we have a machlokas, a flat-out machlokas, the Beis Yosef pointed out, a flat-out machlokas, do you need a seba only in the Kazayis Rishon, which appears to be the Shitas HaRambam, or do you need a seba on both Kazayis Rishon and Afikoman, which is the approach of the Baal HaTosfos, and therefore, not surprisingly, the Talmidim around Gutenberg, really toward the end of the period of Baal HaTosfos. So that seems like the Ashkenazi approach. Chachmei Ashkenaz assumed you need a seba both for Kazayit to begin and Afikoman. Beis Yosef pointed out, but the Rambam disagrees. Now, if you have such a machlokas, whether Afikoman requires a seba or not, the Rambam says no, and the Baal HaTosfos and the Talmidim around Gutenberg, the Rosh that goes Mordechai, as you that goes Ashri, that goes Maimini, and the Mordechai, they all say yes. Now, what information, what data are they working off of? He asks us, like, what are they arguing about? Does that say Afikoman require a seba or not? So I would think, the first thing you probably say is, look, well, what does the Gemara tell us? precious little. Right? The Torah says matzah tzarecha seva. That's it. The sentence is a machlekes, how to interpret the word matzah. Right? And as Rambam says, matzah means only kazayis rishon, and the chachmi asher say no, matzah means both kazayis rishon and afikamen is also called matzah. When we say matzah, did we only mean kazayis rishon? Does matzah mean afikamen as well? So I would have thought, okay, to machlekes, what's afikamen? I mean, obviously physically, afikamen is a piece of matzah, but it sounds like machlokas whether the Gemara's term matzah should by default include afikomen or not. It sounds like a machlokas. What is the mitzvah of afikomen all about? As I would think that it's your first impression is in the kurus machlokas. What's the lumdus underlies the machlokas over whether afikomen or seva? Shailah, what's the nature of afikomen? Is afikomen part of the mitzvah of matzah, or is it something else? There are rishonim who suggest afikomen is zechel l'karban pesach. So it's I would have thought that's the machlekes. The machlekes really is afikomen part of the mitzvah of matzah? Is afikomen you're eating a piece of matzah, but for some other reason, is zeichel karban pesach or something like that? And I would have thought that's gevaldik. Right? It's pretty smooth. The Gemara says matzah tzarech haseva is afikomen matzah. Is afikomen not matzah? That would, emphasis on the would. It's subjunctive there. It would have been gevaldik. But when you have a nice shtickle Torah, you also have to, you can have very nice theories, but you have to check the data and see if your theory actually fits the facts. See, because let's line this up. Because what we're saying is, it would be wonderful, offhand, it looks like who holds what? The Rambam who says, you do not need a Seba Afikoman just because I is Rishon. He holds Afikoman as Midin. Right, not matzah. And by the Tosfos, who say you do need a seba afikomen, so you would think, oh, they hold that's because afikomen is matzah. Matzah tzarech haseba. Right? It would be neat and clean and geschmack, except that you look at the data and actually it's exactly the opposite. There is this idea out there of afikomen being a zecher l'karban pesach. Did not make it into the packet. I did make it into the packet. Are these a little bit out of order? If you look at the Rosh and Simon Lamed Daled, and the packet ended up a little out of order, so that's the first page of Rosh. Simon Lamed Daled, the parak Avrei Psachim, later near the end of the parak, the Mishnayos and Gemaras talk more about Afikoman. So the Rosh quotes this idea of B'Shem Rashbam. Here. You see Simon Lamadal at the top of the page and a couple of lines in you have the paragraph Dear Masel Gemara, my Afikoman, and so on and so forth. The end of the fourth line of Dear Masel Gemara and Simon Lamadal, Pirish Rashbam. Back up a drop. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Leftir Achar Matzah Afikoman. Pirish Rashbam, Shetzarech Lechol Matzah B'Gemar Se'uda, Zeichel HaMatzah Nechelsen HaPesach B'Kricha. Rashbam said that you eat matzah at the end of the meal, we call afikomen, because you're not going to have any afikomen afterwards, not going to have any dessert afterwards, so we call that final matzah the afikomen, so that you're eating zecher to the matzah that you wrap the Karban Pesach. You eat the Karban Pesach at the end of the meal, alasova, you're going to wrap it in matzah, so we eat our matzah and our afikomen and the meal zecher to the Karban Pesach, and then the Rosh says he's not so happy about that. If it's zecher to the matzah eating Karban Pesach, then why don't we have maror also? Why don't we eat matzah? We should have a korech at the end of. Right? Sorry, that could be a difficult. If you're having real maror, not horseradish, it works. Shav matzah and maror. This is supposed to remember the matzah they ate with the Karban Pesach. Why don't we make a zecher to the maror they ate with the Karban Pesach? That's why the Rosh tweaks the Rashbam's approach. The Rosh says a couple lines further down. It says, why you make a bracha al chiyos matzah? So he says a couple lines. the line after the test in brackets. Hilchos Nirvli, what's the Rush's approach? The Rush, himself speaking. That's not matzah's mitzvah. It's not zecher to the matzah that we eat the Karim Pesach. No, Ochel Osa zecher lepesach. This is in place zecher to the meat of the Karim Pesach itself. The only Karim Pesach, so we have a matzah at the end. Fishu zecher lepesach. When you have a real Karim Pesach, the real requirement not to eat anything after the Karim Pesach. So this is zecher lepesach. So as a zecher, we also have that same practice of not eating anything after the piece of matzah. Now, so the Rush himself holds that the afikoman matzah is zecher lepesach, not that it's a part of the mitzvah of matzah. He's quite explicit about it. Yet the Rush is one of the Rishonim who proponents of saying you do have to do a seba on afikoman. And so that half falls away. As the Rush says the same afikoman, but not because those afikoman is the chelik mitzvah of matzah. Hold on for a moment. And then now let's knock away the other half of it. Right, the Rambam said you do not need a seben afikoman, so that led us to believe, oh, he holds afikoman is not part of the mitzvah matzah. But take a look, Rabbi said, and the Gevaldik Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Most of our focus is on Perek Zayin, but take a look from Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the very end, Halacha Yud Gimel. This is the penultimate halacha, the second last halacha in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Ches Yud Gimel. Rambam writes a din coin from the Rif. Misha'ein lo matzah mishumeres. You see the Magen Mishnah on the side. She says right away, it's the halachos. It's in halachos. Halachos is his name for the Hilchas HaRif. The Rif. The Rif writes this in the Psachim, and the Rambam, not surprisingly, quotes it. Misha'ein lo matzah mishumeres. Again, Perekhes halachi gimel the Rambam. Ein lo matzah mishumeres. Ela kazayis. Let's say a fellow only has one kazayis of shmur matzah. What else is he eating? Bread? No. I mean, I have a lot of matzah, which is kosher lepesach, a lot of matzah, which is not chametz, but only one kazayis of matzah, which is not just not chametz, not just kosher lepesach, but was made l'shem mitzvah. It was made with intent that it was shmur l'shem mitzvah. So that's not just that you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, not going to violate achilas chametz, but actually can be a kaiman. All Pesach long, there's an isser against eating chametz. Leil HaSeder, Leil Tezvav, not only is there an isser against eating chametz, but there's, as we know, a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah, the erev tochlu matzahs. And for that, I need matzahs made with shei mitzvah. So I only have one kazayis of matzah shmura. I have a lot of kosher bread. I have a lot of kosher Pesach bread. I have a lot of non-chametz matzah. But only one kazayis of matzah is mitzvah. What? Right, that's what matzah is. It's bread, which is not chametz, unleavened bread. Right? Lechem, yimafresh challah. Look, apples are also kasher lePesach, but you can't eat apples to mekayin the mitzvah. You're allowed to eat apples all Pesach long, but you can't eat apples to mekayin the mitzvah of tochlu matzahs. So even if you have bread, which happens not to be chametz, but isn't matzah shmura made l'shem mitzvah, it's kosher to eat over the course of Pesach, but you're not eating mekayin the mitzvah say the erev tov matzahs with that. So what do you do leil haseders? Usually we, Baruch Hashem, we live, whether we think we live affluently or not, we probably all have in a wealthy fashion, but we all, there's certain things we take for granted. We take for granted matzah. Having enough matzah is something we take for granted, which was not always the case. I only have one kazayis matzah shmur. So when do you eat the kazayis matzah shmur? At what point in the seder? You're going to be eating your kosher lePesach non-mitzvah matzah all Seder, all meal long. When do you eat the one kazayis of matzah's mitzvah? The Rambam writes, "Kishagoris udasam imatzah she'ena mishumeres." When you complete your meal, which was full of the matzah, which is not shmur, again kosher lePesach, not chametz dichas v'shalom, but not matzah's mitzvah, wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. So mivarch al achilas matzah va'ochel oso kazayis ve'ino tov acharav klum. At the end of the meal, you take out, you save your shmatzah shmur for the end, and you made a hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, but not achilas matzah, because it wasn't matzah's mitzvah. And at the end of the meal, you take out your kazayis matzah shmur, make her achilas matzah, eat that, ve'eno tov machar of klum. In other words, what the Rambam just tell us? Right. Not only is afikoman a part of the mitzvah of matzah, it is the best way to deploy the mitzvah of matzah. So ideally, you're eating matzah shmurah all soon along. So you have a lot of matzah shmurah. But when you have to, if you have to bite the bullet, you have to really make choices. The best place to eat matzah shmura is afikomen. So hagabi atzmacha, everything is upside down. Olam hafach. The Rambam who says that afikomen is very much a part of the mitzvah of matzah, l'chora, he's the one who says, but afikomen does not require hasein. Meanwhile, the Rush, who even went beyond the Rashbam, right, who says, nah, afikomen, it's not connected to matzah at all. Not even the matzah that was with the Karm Pesach. It's Zeichel Karm Pesach. Just a Zeichel. He's the one who says you have to be mason for afikomen. So you would have, again, going back to where we started, the other machlokas is whether afikomen requires a seva or not. So our natural first suggestion might have been, well, if the Gemara says matzah or seva, sounds like a machlokas, whether afikomen did matzah or not. The good theory to suggest and to test and to discover that it's incorrect. A good suggestion, but it does not stand up to testing by the facts. Okay, we tried. Now we have to figure out, so what taka is driving this machlokas? Why should I, or should I not say, what drove the Rambam to say afikomen, even though it's a mitzvah matzah, doesn't require a seva? What drove the Rosh to say afikomen? It's not matzah, it's some other din of kapesa, but it does require a seva. Where are they arguing that? So our first suggestion was, maybe it's a machlokas of the nature of afikomen. It does not seem to bear to pan out. So the other option would be to say, maybe it's not a machlokas of the nature of afikomen, maybe it's a machlokas of the nature of haseda. And we will pick up with that in Mitzvah Shem. Next time.